All right, we're going to call the county commissioner meeting back to order. At this time, we're going to move another item up. We're going to move number 19. We're going to move that right up under, after number 13 here. And this is a discussion of possible action, the approval of the accounts payable checks dated 10/3 of 2014 in the sum of $274,679.28. Is there any questions, any deliberation on this? Call for a motion?
Motion to approve it.
Second.
It's been moved in second to approve this item. This also has a check in there payable to Bucket of Blood for the parking lot lease next door to us. When I call for the vote, I'm going to vote in the affirmative and abstaining from that one item. So all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. And once again, I abstain from the Bucket of Blood portion of that payment. At this time, we're going to move back to number 14. Board comments. Commissioner Shevagin?
Oh, I have a couple of things here. 2 years ago, we did a little one-day tour for all of our new legislators, and so there's some discussion about doing that again this year and maybe taking a couple of 3 days and taking them on a little ride around the countryside, mostly from the Clark County. They let them know that there's more to Nevada north of that Clark County line, and it was a good opportunity for the 5 or 6 of us that were on that tour to get to know some of those folks, and that was a very positive thing. So I think we'll know more about it next week. I have another couple of meetings in Carson City, and one of those will be on legislative meeting next week, and we'll discuss more of the BDRs that are coming out and things like this. These are mostly statewide issues that are going to be important to the counties, so I hope that by the our next commission meeting, I'll have some more info on what's happening. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
You know, it's interesting here of recent. Mm-hmm. We're getting a lot of calls out of Clark County wanting to figure out how in the world Story County is doing all this wonderful economic development stuff. And they'd like to know how the cookbook works.
Yeah.
Let's give them a tour.
I know one of the commissioners down there pretty well, and Tom Collins, and you know, the guy they named the drink after him. And
I think the only thing we can share all the paperwork with them and all the development agreements and everything that have gone before, they just can't have any of our staff.
Yeah.
Everybody for boot.
Yeah.
And Lance only that you were there, but I just tell our other two commissioners and everybody that cares to listen, as you will recall during the special session, Senator Mo Dennis from Clark County, a very, very powerful representative, Senator, he not only gave his hats off to Story County and his neighbors up north, he said, we could never do this in Clark County.
Yeah, that's basically what Tom tells me, too.
Because we got the folks.
Okay, Commissioner Gilman.
I do have public comment this morning. I'm addressing the commission today as a Story County resident, a Story County business owner with approximately 10 business licenses countywide, and as a Story County commissioner representing District 3, including Lockwood, TRI, Painted Rock, and Mark Twain. I'm hereby requesting that an item be entered into the next Story County Commission meeting agenda for a vote of censure against Sheriff Antonoro. As a Story County Sheriff and a county department head for making knowingly false statements which reflect very negatively and in a most significant way on our leadership here in Story County. My complaint stems from a Lockwood Area blog report dated June the 2nd, 2014. It's entitled, A Conversation with Our Sheriff's Office and an Update. The report contains the following quote from an interview with Sheriff Antonaro, and I quote, "There has been an incident at the Mustang Ranch brothel near Patrick. Two sex workers were working without the necessary medical clearances that the law demands." Sheriff Antonaro said, "I fined the brothel, even though it is owned by a highly placed county official who seems to have expected special conditions that were just not forthcoming." Sheriff Antonaro summed this up by saying, "I enforce the law evenly as possible to everyone, no exceptions." And the other candidates have also said as much, that favoritism is a root cause of past deeds of leadership in Story County. There are several statements in this quote that are complete fabrications. The incidents never happened. There was, nor there have ever been, an incident where Sheriff Antonaro or his deputies found a sex worker working without the necessary medical clearance mandated by the State Health Department. Not once in 12 and a half years. There never was an incident where Sheriff Antonaro fined the brothels. There has never been a fine against any of the Story County brothels under my ownership in 12 and a half years. And as a matter of fact, the sheriff has no legal authority whatsoever to fine a brothel. It never happened. The third statement implies that I, as a highly placed county official, expected some special consideration on complying with medical clearance laws. Y'all, this is just plain false. I have never even discussed medical clearance records with Sheriff Antonaro, ever. I'm going to hereby request that a neutral investigator outside the chain of command of the sheriff be commissioned to interview Sheriff Antonaro and Deputy Mendoza, who was reportedly present at the time of these statements. I want to determine whether these specific statements are true or not in your eyes. And if they are found to be not true, I request a vote to be taken to censure the sheriff of our Story County for these statements. Censure is a call for and proper in this circumstance, as his statements specifically refer to me in my capacity as a Story County official, a leader of our community, and reflect very poorly on our entire county government as a whole. Now, this portion concludes my official statement. Just let me add a personal comment, if I might. The senior law enforcement officer official in this county made this cavalier false set of statements about a business that has been a great corporate citizen in paying taxes, has a long 12 and a half year track record of giving, charitable contributions, a strong supporter, business-wise, of this community. More importantly, this business employs around 80 people, many of whom have been there for years. A good number of these people have families. They work, depend upon this business for their income, so they can pay rent, make their car payments, buy Christmas presents. In my personal view, this conduct and attempt to seriously injure this business by our Story County Sheriff is absolutely inexcusable. And I'm going to conclude by saying the Tesla transaction has placed our Story County on the world stage. And I mean globally. Folks have visited from Belgium and from Europe and from Asia. The companies that are lining up here to come to our community and the constant flow of compliments that this community is receiving worldwide. I mean, I've seen 1,500 press articles in 5 days. We are under a microscope, and we are recognized as a group of people, as a team of people, as a functioning county that has achieved some of the most incredible success that has been visually founded in the world today. We've been vetted. We've been visited. We've won who we are. And we need to stand proudly. And comments like this, public comments that degrade on a cavalier basis someone's political environment or desire for success or to control the county or whatever's going on here are absolutely inexcusable. So I'm going to pass out this package and document, and I ask that you please undertake a review of what I'm suggesting. And I'm asking for a public censure in the next commission meeting. Thank you.
Mr. Maddox, I know that any commissioner can ask that he can have any item agendized that he wants. I'm unfamiliar on policy or procedure having to do with censure.
I'll have to look into it. I haven't. This is the first time I've heard of this. So.
Okay.
I'll look into it and I'll get back to the commission.
All right. Okay. I've got a couple of items here. I recently received a letter from Assemblyman Ira Hansen. I don't know if the other commissioners received it or not. It included a letter addressed to the sheriff. Did you receive a letter from Ira Hansen? It said, he sent this handbook in reference from the Department of Interior Bureau of Land Management. He's got a major concern over the BLM and the U.S. Forest Service kind of encroaching upon the counties. And I'm just wondering if this is something that we should look into, if it's something that the county needs to support. He's asking for in the form of a resolution. So
if I could maybe we can look your stuff off.
Maybe we can look this over. I don't know if we have enough BLM land. I don't know if we don't have any U.S. Forest Service land in Story County, do we?
No, it would be just BLM. I think primarily down in the flats, probably, right?
We could look into this and see if there's any support that the Assemblyman needs from us on this.
He did send that to me. It's been several months ago, and okay. I responded back, basically explaining just that, the minimal federal lands that are within Story County. But what it is he's focusing on.
Seems like he feels like we're being encroached. He thinks that the local governments are being encroached by the federal government, and they're adopting NRS rules in order to give them more teeth and whatever they're going to do. So, okay. Why don't we look into it and see if there's a resolution he needs or... Okay.
Okay, thank you.
Second item I have on my list is last Tuesday evening, myself and Dean Haymore, Austin Osborne, attended EDON, which is Economic Development of Western Nevada Awards event at the Atlantis Hotel, Casino, and Spa. And they had their awards, their annual awards winners there. And one of our award winners was, excuse me for a second here as I wonder, is EP Minerals, and of course, they misidentified them as being a Washoe County company, but they are a Story County company, so that was nice. And they were known as the Founders Award. As they finished up the program, also in attendance were the TRI principals, Roger Norman, his son, and Lance Gilman. And last but not least, the final award of the evening was the President's Award, and that was for the Reno Tahoe Industrial Center. For their accomplishments and putting, as they like to say, putting Reno on the map again for the Industrial Center, because they forget to mention Story County all the time, but it's okay. We know who we are. And, of course, a win for the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center is a win for Story County. So congratulations to Lance's partner, Roger, and the accomplishments at the Industrial Center. So. With that being said, we're going to move right along. We're going to recess. Recess is the Story County Board of Commissioners, and then we'll convene as the Story County Fire Protection District Board. And Lance, I know you need to excuse yourself because you've got a roadshow down at the
absolutely
down at the park. So
we're going to go present ourselves to another company.
Commissioner Shevagin and I will hold the floor.
All right.
Okay.
Suck them in there. Sign a contract.
At this time, Chief Haynes, this is a discussion and possible action, the approval of Resolution 14-414, establishing and implementing a program to charge mitigation rates for the deployment of emergency and non-emergency services by the Story County Fire Protection District for services provided and or rendered.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, board members. I'd like to start out, there's been a little bit of discussion on chat groups and other areas, and I'd like to start out with what this is not. This is not a charge for services to local taxpayers for the ordinary accident where you rear-end somebody. That's not what this is. This is not a charge if you have a structure fire and it was at no fault of your own. That's not what this document is. This document and this request is specifically for those individuals or companies that create an incident. And let me lead off with the reason, or one of the primary reasons we're bringing this forward. Recently in the industrial complex, we had a hazardous materials incident. I know the board's been briefed on this. I'm not going to use the company name. That singular hazardous materials incident, I'll break it down. Just for two suits to make entry to identify what the product was, two suits, was $4,000. $4,000. And then it's like rubbing salt in the wound. Not only was it $4,000, we then had to call on a company to come in, take those suits, and dispose of them properly. And we're still waiting for the invoice for that. Those are the costs that the fire district has to pay that the local taxpayer shouldn't encumber. That's where we're asking for the ability to charge for. I can go into this as long or as in-depth as you'd like to, but at the 30,000-foot level, there's a lot of times that we'll get costs or invoiced for costs associated with a traffic accident, primarily with semi-trucks. Semi-trucks are very difficult to get uprighted on a tow vehicles. There's times where we might be there for 4 hours. In that four-hour period, we've had to clean up the diesel that inevitably leaks out of the truck. We have oils on the floor, on the grounds that we have to clean up. We have to have materials to clean that up with. That's all, in my opinion, and hopefully you'll agree, in my opinion, over and above what the local taxpayer should be burdened with. We feel, as a fire district, that the people that created that incident should pay for that incident. So if we're there for 4 hours, we have to call two people back to cover, like, the North County, where we have two people on duty and they're completely committed. We have to call back. Those are the charges that we want to bill back to those companies or those individual transport agents. There's a few more things in here, and I want to hit on briefly. I hit on the motor vehicle instance and why we feel that that's an appropriate fee for service. Car fires. We feel like if somebody is behind on their car payments, and you're going to hear this as a common theme that we request the ability to charge for, but if somebody starts their car on fire, and this is all arson-related, and we can prove that, that person should be held responsible to pay for all the costs associated with that car fire. Moving along, hazardous materials I hit on. We're part of the Quad County team, as everyone knows, but you may or may not know that that Quad County team comes at a cost. Our overall invoice, and we're still waiting for one cooperator to submit their invoice, is right around $15,000 for response costs that are being charged from our partners, our public partners, that through the agreement they bill us for, and those are their hard costs. Those costs shouldn't be borne by the standard taxpayer. Those are extraordinary incidents. False alarm billings. If somebody continually has false alarms over two per quarter, we propose that they should be billed for that. Either they're not maintaining their system in accordance to code, and we've addressed it through the code side, but this gives us the ability to have a little bit more substance over codes and that we can charge, and it may help people get their systems repaired. Remember, in Lockwood, if we're out on a call, there's only two people on duty. And there's a ALS medical call in Rainbow Bend, and we're out at Tri, there is nobody to respond. We have to depend on Sparks, our volunteers, or RIMS to respond. So usually what we'll have to do is call people back. We know we're going to be out there an extended time, and that's overtime costs. Again, something that's extraordinary, over and above what the standard taxpayer should be charged. Fire investigations. Fire investigations, either we charge all or none. The intent here is if it's a fire investigation that comes out to an arson fire, we want to be able to backbill the person that we can prove started that fire. Water incidents, we don't have a, per se, a water rescue team. So when we call in a water rescue team, that comes from Washoe County. There's charges associated with that. They don't bill the person, they bill the agency calling them. We need a means to recover those costs when we have to pay those. Backcountry or special rescue, and I kind of got a laugh at this because the first time I saw it and didn't really think through it, I almost crossed it off, and the vendor came back and said, think about that. If you guys call in a helicopter, i.e. RIMSA, for example, and we have them, they don't do search and rescue per se, but they will for an agency. If we call them out to do a search and rescue in the backcountry, they bill us. There is nobody else to bill, but they bill us. Those are hard costs that if we have to use them, we can tie that back to somebody that created that incident. They should pay for that cost, not the standard, ordinary taxpayer every day. And that's really the highlights. You'll see in this document that we have the ability that we have to essentially charge everyone the same. But we also have the ability to sort through and selectively indicate, I see Mr. Maddox looking at me, selectively indicate those appropriate individuals or companies that should be invoiced. That's probably as far as I can go with that. I think you see what I'm saying. If this is a standard taxpayer, standard incident, you're never going to see a bill. This is an extraordinary thing. I think, and I would hope everybody agrees, standard taxpayers should not be footing those bills for those customers. So, again, I can go into more detail or less. I'll leave it at that for questions at this point.
Mr. Maddox, if someone were to be prosecuted on an arson charge, any fine that's resulted in that, would that go to for services rendered, or would that just go to the county as the fine, as a penalty?
Usually in those kinds of cases, the fine goes to the state. The court can order restitution, though. So if there were costs associated with their arson, the court could order them to repay those costs. And then this would allow us to, well, we'd be entitled to it anyway, still technically would be, but there may be instances in which if the court didn't order restitution, we could sue the person if they had anything.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
And then there's always the chance of insurance being available.
Yeah.
And that's mainly where we also give us an opportunity to make a claim to the insurance company.
Which is pretty much with the ambulance service. If If they're indigent, we're not going to get paid, and if they have insurance, we are. Okay? You can take public comment on this. Anybody want to speak?
So I think Commissioner Shabangin.
Sure, go right ahead, Mr. Shabangin.
It seems to me, my memory serves correctly, that when Pat was sheriff, did we not go into the false alarm issues?
We did, I believe, and I
way think, back in the 90s or?
I'd have to go back and look at what we did was we have a communications charge, I believe, built into our business license ordinance. I'd want to go back and look at it with Bill and Bob. But I think when we did the business licenses, we addressed more than X number of false alarms per quarter, but it was never geared toward the actual emergency response. It was more the dispatch centers having to handle that call and process those calls. And it's rarely ever used that I know of. I think it's $25 if you exceed it or something. I'll look into that.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm totally in favor of doing it, but it just seemed to me we did have some code passed on that at one time in the past. The other thing I wanted to ask you, though, is have the other counties in the state adopted anything similar to this?
Great question. Thank you for asking that, and that was in the staff report, so thank you for bringing that up again. We're probably the last fire district to adopt this. I can tell you that North Lyon County, Central Lyon County, Mason-Yerington, Carson City, Tahoe Douglas, East Fork, Truckee Meadows is in the process of, I believe, doing it, or they just did it recently, Reno Sparks. So, yeah, we're essentially the last fire district.
Okay, thank you, Gary. I have no other questions.
Ms. Clark.
Nicole Bard, Story County resident. Do we know if our citizens are going to understand this, and is it going to be a, you know, big deal, no deal, who cares? I mean, do you have any feel for that?
I do. There was a post on the Highlands blog by one individual, and I kind of was waiting to see if that blew up or not, and it didn't. Will they understand it? Honestly, probably not, because this is one of those cases where it's an all-in or all-out. Either we bill for everything and we can't show bias, right, Mr. Maddox? I got this lecture, too. The one thing that we can do, though,
some of these situated people have to be treated similarly.
But he tells me that, and in the same breath, he tells me kind of how to write language that protects our residents, and that language is the ability to sort through and identify which incidents should be billed and which incidents should not be billed. And am I getting in trouble for saying that one?
Yeah.
Well, no. All I'm saying is that if this is going to be a so what, it's not even going to be a blip on anybody's radar, fine. But if it is, then I would think that we need to be able to have at least a, you know, some talking points that we can say to citizens, because I've gotten that question. Once that got posted on the Highlands blog, I had people, you know, seeing me at the mailboxes asking me that question, and what do I know? So, you know, what is okay to tell them, and is, you know, there a need for a communication to inform them? That's all I'm asking.
Yeah.
I don't want it to, it shouldn't blow up, it's a nothing, but
it
can be misunderstood as it was by the person who posted on that blog. That's all I'm saying. Thank you.
Yeah, I think if we approve this, or if you approve this today, those are great and valid points. I think the answer to that is if a local resident has an issue, to have them call me directly, and if they can't get that satisfied at my level, to go to your level. And the reason I say that is you're never going to get that phone call, because I don't anticipate a local resident being invoiced unless they were a cause of the incident. You know, if they burn their residence down because they're not making the mortgage payments, they should be billed for that fire response. So otherwise, they're just not going to see it.
You want my opinion on it? Consider the source of the question.
I thought it was actually a good and legitimate question, because I struggled with this, and that, like I said, we're the last ones to do this, because it borders on an integrity question, and if taxpayers are already paying for a service and a level of service, they shouldn't be billed again. But I will say, you pay me to be your fire chief. You also pay me to control a budget. Without finding sources for these extraordinary incidents, I'm not doing my job. So hopefully people will see it that way. I'm doing my job. It's not going to be an impact to local residents. But if you cause an incident, you should be responsible and be held for the payment of those costs.
Yep.
Any other comments?
Are you ready?
Pleasure of the board.
Pleasure of the board is a motion to approve resolution 14-414, establishing and implementing a program that charges mitigation rates for the deployment of emergency and non-emergency services by Story County Fire Protection District for services provided and or rendered.
I'll second your motion. Moved and seconded to approve resolution 14-414. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Moving along now at item number 16, discussion of possible action. Approve Story County Fire Protection District to contract with Revenue Recovery for insurance billing services associated with specialized responses, rescue, and mitigation services. Chief Ames.
This is just part two. This is the contract with Revenue Recovery. This is the same company that all the other fire districts are using. There's only three that I'm aware of nationally. The reason that I particularly like this company and recommend them is the ability to sort and choose which invoices are appropriate for billings. Most of the other companies want direct access to your incident reports. These folks don't. They only will bill what we send.
Question on that one, could you use these to go after people who have unpaid ambulance bills and things like that, along with?
That's a great question. We actually have a collections agency that we contract with for ambulances, or for ambulance billings. They'll do any of our billings. It's located in Carson City, and we just renegotiated that, and I believe you reawarded that contract last year, and we were able to cut that by 15% of the collection rate. So I'm very, very happy with the company we're using. It's a Nevada-based company, very local, right in Carson City. And we've had, in the grand scheme of things, we've had positive success with them.
Yeah, I just, okay.
You guys work on a percentage of collection?
Yes, sir. I will say, too, that they one of the questions they had is, have we checked with them to see if they have contracts with insurance companies? That was one of the questions from the blog, and I would like to address that one in particular. And, yes, we have. They will not release the names of the companies. They think that that's unethical, and I actually agree with it once they explained it to me, that if we know which companies they have contracts with, we could potentially target those companies. But they have over 500 contract companies with insurance, 500 different insurance providers.
You have any public comment on this?
Motion to approve Story County Fire Protection District to contract with Revenue Recovery for insurance billing services associated with specialized responses, rescue, and mitigation services.
Do you need to weigh in on this?
No. Good. Gary and I have been discussing it for years.
Okay. I'll second your motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve Story County Fire Protection District contract with Revenue Recovery. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. All right. This time we're going to adjourn.
Thank you.
The Story County Fire Protection District Board and reconvene as the Story County Board of County Commissioners. Next up is item number 17, discussion possible action, Second reading of the business license, liquor license for the Bonanza Saloon.
Second reading for license holder Bruce Doing. We've completed background investigation. There is nothing that would preclude Mr. Doing from holding a license, and we recommend approval of the license.
So moved.
I just have one question for you. We're only licensing the manager. We're not going to license the owner of the properties.
My understanding from both the manager and from the investigation, the owner of the property is strictly that, just the owner. He is leasing. He purchased the property, but then he turned around and leased it to Doing and has no interest in the day-to-day operations. It is strictly a leased property.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Any discussion on this? I have a motion on the floor. I'll second it. Been moved and seconded to approve the second reading of the business and the liquor license for the Bonanza. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries. Okay, moving along now to item number 18, discussion and possible action. The second reading of the business and liquor license for the Delta.
Same situation here, same property owner, same property manager, same set of circumstances. Again, nothing that would preclude him from holding a license, so I would recommend that the license be approved.
Right. Motion to approve.
Is there any discussion on this? No. Okay, I have a motion. I'll second that motion. It's been moved and seconded to approve the second reading of the business liquor license for the Delta. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and the motion carries. Okay, now we're on up to item number 21. This is possible action, licensing board second readings. Do you have a list of this?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On behalf of Community Development, Community Development is asking that you continue E. Harris Industrial Gases and L. Ardaw Metal Packaging USA, Inc.
All righty. I have a motion to continue items E and L.
So moved.
I'll second that. It's been moved to continue items E and L on item number 21 till the next regularly scheduled meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and motion carries.
And Community Development asks that you approve the following business licenses as having met our requirements. A, Pep's Equipment. B, Zulily Inc. C, TNT Electric Inc. D, R, Archaeology. F, Lee's Pest Control. G, American Equipment, Inc. H, Proficient Heating and Air. I, SunTech Concrete, Inc. J, Woodstove Distributors. And K, WWC License, LLC.
Okay, can I get a motion to approve all items other than E and L?
So moved.
I'll second that. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, and the motion carries. Okay, here we go. We're going to move right along now to item number 22, public comment. Mr. Antonor.
Let's see, how best to say this. As a resident and as a Story County Sheriff, I would like to respond to Mr. Gilman's comment earlier. I'll read you something. I enforce the law evenly as possible to everyone, no exceptions. That is the quote directly from me on the Lockwood blog. The context that that author puts it in is entirely up to him. And I have made that comment several times at debates and everywhere else across the county. Save your money. Save taxpayer money.
That's what I said. It's right there on the blog. More than happy to give you the site. I have not spoken derogatorily about this county or any of its officials. I find it shameful that one of the county commissioners would use this position to further his own agenda. Because everybody knows that he is not supportive of me, and that's fine. That's his right. But to use his position. So censure me. I enforce the laws evenly, regardless of who the person is. But it gets kind of old being accused of things by this commission. Bring proof. Or go hire an investigator and investigate me.
Thank you. Any other public comment? Meeting adjourned.